Luke chapter 1 and verse number 13. This is a story of Zacharias and Elizabeth and the announcement of the conception of John the Baptist and his soon coming birth. Luke 1:13. But the angel said unto him, said this to Zacharias. Zacharias is in the temple doing what he was supposed to do during this season of time. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias. Watch real carefully. Thy prayer is heard. For thy prayer is heard. And obviously he and his wife are praying for a baby. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Let's go back one more time. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias. This is the phrase, thy prayer is heard. Okay, y'all going to have a baby. You're going to name him John. Of all things. We know that you're old. They went through this whole I'm old and all that thing. We talked about that last week. All right, I want you to drop down to verse number 20, if you would, please. Verse 20. Because John had a conversation with Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And he won't know how this is going to happen. Since it hadn't happened, they've been trying to, as we say today, get pregnant for years and years. And they'd given up, you know, and just, I mean, but they had still prayed a prayer. Did y'all get that? Thy prayer is heard.
Yes.
Okay. A prayer is like a seed. Let that settle. Behold, thou shalt be dumb, not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, and he's talking about at that moment in time, Zacharias didn't believe, but he believed when he prayed, Martha. He had his faith up back when he prayed. I need y'all to get with me on the past and the present. The past has happened. Whether you know it or not. It's kind of like the 60s and 70s. If you remember them, you weren't there. Okay, they still happened. Thank God there was no social media, smartphones.
Amen.
So we can just tell our own version of it now. You feel me? All right. So thy prayer is heard. But he still had some questions about it today, Miss Angie. And behold, thou shalt be dumb. You ain't going to be able to talk, not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Because, now here's why you're not going to be able to talk. Because you didn't believe my words today, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Now wait a minute, now Deb, he just got through asking Gabriel, how are we going to have this baby? And Gabriel went on and told him, you're going to have the baby. He didn't believe he was going to have the baby that minute. But at some point, leaning back down the road, him and Miss Elizabeth had got up, prayed up on their faith, and they believed God was going to give them a baby, Nikki. Now, if y'all get this real quick, we can just go to the house, but we can't go home till you get it, all right? They believed at some point that they were going, Thomas, to have a baby. But they had got past, they had got to the end of their faith, and they didn't believe it this day. Just because you don't believe it today doesn't mean that shuts God down, because you believed it one time.
That's right. Amen.
Because your doubt today and your confusion today doesn't stop God from being who God is.
Amen.
It doesn't stop God from doing what He's going to do. It doesn't stop God from answering your prayer you prayed 24 years ago.
Amen.
That's right.
By the way, I'm preaching on spiritual momentum today. Do y'all know what momentum is? Momentum in the Webster Dictionary means this: the strength or force that something has when it's moving. Now, these little bitty cars that they build today, they can just stop like that. They right in front of my dually or right in front of my Hummer, they can just stop like that. What do you do, Brother Scotty? I try to dodge them or just run over them. I've done both, okay? Why? Because my momentum don't stop as quick as their momentum, because their momentum, Jake, ain't my momentum.
Amen.
We ain't riding in the same thing. You feel me? Captain Ron, he drives a riverboat. Steers a riverboat. I don't want to offend him. These people get offended about that riverboat stuff, okay? Captain Ron, if you're coming south with 55 loaded barges on the Miss KD, can you just like stop? Just
nope.
Somebody call you and say, you need to just stop a minute. Okay.
It'd take a mile to stop.
Do you know how far that is? I know that's a long ways, okay? Some of y'all don't know miles. Some of y'all don't know north and south. You don't know miles, but it's a long way. That's okay, all right? Your car keeps up with it for you. I assume you can read the numbers. God bless you. Anyway, that being said, do you know how long it takes a train to stop?
About the same.
Riverboat, train. One's on land, one's on water. They can't stop. If you don't, don't do this at home. Don't go on and stand on the train track and flag one down. If you're going to flag one down, stand to the side. Anyway. If you're going to flag me down, stand to the side. Did that get it more real to you, all right? I don't know what it is. I drive black vehicles. I got a black Hummer, black dually. When I pull up a four-way stop sign, Matthew, everybody just sits there. You don't care if I'm the last one to get there. They all just sit there. Because they know that's Brother Scotty. Just sit here. Let him go. Because, he's in a hurry. And I know I saw him run over that poor fellow the other day. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just let him go. But now I can't help because the fellow run up onto my vehicle. Now, I didn't run over him. He run under me, but then I run over him. Put tracks in his hood, in my Hummer. Didn't I, Matthew, Micah? You can see my ground grip tracks in his hood. But now I can't help because he run under me. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't stop. But I could run over him. Tore his car all to pieces. Broke the front off of it. I had a flat. Just difference in type of vehicles, okay? So I go back and check on him. I said, sir, are you okay? He said, son. He said, I'm 80 years old. It's hot. Hilton, it's hot. Dear God. And when you break the front off of a car, the air conditioner don't work no more. And it's like hot. I said, sir, are you okay? Son, I'm 80 years old. I was a sniper in the Korean War. Trust me, I'm okay. I thought to myself, I hope they didn't let him bring his gun home. You understand what I'm saying? He said, is my car, can I drive it on to Alabama? I said, no, sir, I broke the front of it off. We're not going to be able to drive it to Alabama. It's called momentum. See, sometime back yonder, 20 years ago, when you prayed that prayer, you thought God wasn't listening, that faith. You get faith from the Word of God. This is where you get it from. Are you with me?
Yes.
Right. It don't change. You're going to change. You're going to have good days, bad days. I wish I could tell you every day is going to be a good day, but that'd be a lie. You have good days, bad days. Okay? When Jesus was born, the angels were singing, stars were singing. I mean, they had some kind of party out at the barn. Folks in the motel went out there. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, they had a party. 33 and a half years later, they beat him and put him on a cross and nailed him to a cross and drained all the blood out of his... these things change. But you know what? This right here does not change. And if you prayed something 20 years ago and you believed God that day, he reached down and got a hold to it and he held it for you even though you couldn't hold it. So go back and grab something. I've got to reach back and grab something because I ain't doing too good today, so I'm going to reach back and grab something. See, all of your past is not bad. You got to learn to just, let's just park it over. Let's don't talk about it. It was a good idea at the time. I won't talk about that. But this right here, I was talking to God right here, and he wrote it down. In spite of the fact that Zacharias didn't know, he won't know the details of how this is going to happen. He said, since you asked me this question, you know who I am? I'm Gabriel. Gabriel says, you know who I am? I stand in the presence of God. Zachariah still won't know some questions. Some folk gonna ask, I mean, dear God. Sometimes it'd be better just, because if you don't, God may do it for you. But God's still going, if God tells you John is coming, whether you believe it or not, you better go buy you some baby diapers and you better add on, get you a bed. I don't care if you believe it or not. If God says John coming in 9 months.
Amen. That's right.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if God promised you John back yonder somewhere or another, reach back and get it. So you know, I remember when me and God had that talk.
Right.
And that was real. And I believed it. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. Are y'all, we're talking about spiritual momentum. When don't allow the confusion of the day because your prayer has been heard. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
See, your feelings of good and bad is not relevant to the nature of God. He does not change. And so grace, the grace of God, does not allow your doubt to change the Word of God. Let me say that one more time. The grace of God does not allow your doubt and your fear and your worry to change the Word of God. Aren't you glad? Everybody say,
amen.
Because if this right here changed with how I felt, we'd have a mixed up book. You understand what I'm saying? But we ain't. It's just like it was the first time I remember reading it. It says the same thing.
It does.
This is a book of grace. So do not allow your doubt and confusion to let you wonder about what God's going to do, because God's put some spiritual momentum in you somewhere at some point in some time in your life, and that train's coming and you can't stop it.
Amen.
Just like Peter was ordained from the counsels of God before there was ever even a rock to preach on the day of Pentecost. 50 days before Pentecost, he denied Jesus 3 times. But that did not... Matter of fact, Jesus said, don't let the fact you're going to deny me, Peter, 3 times. John 13 and 14 runs together. Actually, in reality, John 13 through 17 happened the night before Jesus died. And so that conversation, even though the King James translators broke it up so we could find it and read it, John 14, 1, John 13, the last of that, where Jesus said, Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. But he goes right into John 14, 1, says, but don't let your heart be afraid. Don't let your flesh, Matthew, talk you out of what God said he going to do. Because Peter didn't know it, but he had 50 days later, he had to preach on the day of Pentecost. Whether he doubted or didn't believe or cussed everybody out or whatever he did, on the day of Pentecost, he had a schedule in the ordained counsels of God to preach. And somewhere between there and then, in 50 days, God put the power of God on him. And he preached 10 minutes and 3,000 people got saved. Turned the world upside down. That's called the grace of God. Because if he's waiting on us to get it all right, we need the grace of God. The grace of God is like a baseball cap. You know them caps that you can adjust? Because see, I got a real big head because it's so smart. My brain's so big like Einstein's. See, I had to have an extra big cap. One of them adjustable kinds. You know what I'm saying? And they got them little, some of them got things and clips and snaps and all that kind of, they adjust them. You understand what I'm saying? Grace is like that. One size just fits all. It just fits all. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
For by grace are we saved. No, it's a gift of God. It ain't about us, baby. It's about what he did on the cross 2,000 years ago. If God told you John's coming, I don't care whether you believe it or not, you better go home and add on, put a baby bed somewhere or another, or get you a rocking chair. Really, you really don't need a bed. You just need a rocking chair, all right? And because you're going to have to do a lot of rocking. Can I get an amen, all right? But you better rock them while you can. You better rock them while you can. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You better rock John while you can, because it ain't going to be long. John going to be out there at the river baptized, preaching, and said, y'all folk going to hell. And if y'all don't get right with God, get out here and get right with God, y'all all going to hell. And mom and daddy hiding over behind the trees. You know, does he really need to be telling these folks this? We're losing the neighbors. I mean, our house value is going down because John is our son. When I was rocking him, it was all good, but I don't know about this. John walked around eating bugs and wearing camel hair.
Yeah.
And his name was John. Ain't nobody in the Old Testament named John. Some of y'all ain't got that yet, but that's okay. And folk walk by and say, is your son okay? He eats bugs and wears camel hair clothes. And his name's John. Is he okay? He's fine. Just leave John alone. He's doing his own thing. Yeah, John's got it, baby. Don't worry about it. Jesus walks up and said, John, you going to baptize him? He said, no, whoa, Jesus. So see, John ain't crazy as he acting like. He said, you sure about this, Jesus? He said, I'm very sure about this. And he baptized Jesus. This wild preacher wearing camel hair clothes. You ever seen a camel? I don't personally like camels. They stink. I don't even want to be near one of them. You know what I'm saying? I made a mistake one time. I let my kids ride one. But when they got off that crazy thing, I said, now y'all got that out of y'all system. We're not riding no more camels. John chased him down, took the... Well, anyway, he made clothes. We got to be nice about these things, all right? And he ate bugs. I've ate a woodpecker now, but some raw fish, woodpeckers, mudcats, stuff like that. But now I've eaten a few bugs, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to eat them, but they was in my Mountain Dew. You ever notice I don't drink canned Mountain Dew? If I did, we'll do this right here. I just drank it. There's a reason for that. Yellow Jackets love Mountain Dews. If you ever drank one in a Mountain Dew and you feel him crawling down your throat or actually crawling back up your throat, that's a strange experience. You understand what I'm saying? So me and John and bug eating, you know, we believe the same gospel, but I ain't got to eat bugs. I mean, John, if you want to eat bugs, that's fine. But he got their attention and he told them about Jesus. If God tells you, John, coming, don't worry about what kind of clothes you're going to wear. I mean, you know, some people wear strange clothes. That's what they want to do. If God said, John, coming, I don't care whether you believe it or not. If John's got a purpose, whatever your purpose in your life, your prayer has been heard. I would suggest to you to get ready for it. Because I don't preach stuff just because I just wake up and have some kind of pepperoni dream. I'm sick and tired of pizzas anyway. So you understand what I'm saying? I'm preaching this because that's what God told me to preach. Spiritual momentum. You got some back there. Just get hooked back up with it, getting the Word of God. And you'll say, "Woo! I remember reading that verse about 10 years ago. And God's still good. He's still going to do it."
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.